Hello, this is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news. The 4-H fair schedule has been announced for the 2024 season. There will be fair cleanup at the fairgrounds on Monday, June 3rd. General Project Show at the Big Red Barn at 8 a.m. on June 10th and Farm Follies at the fairgrounds at 7 p.m. on June 10th. On June 13th, there will be a poultry and rabbit show at the fairgrounds at 9 a.m., followed by a small pet dog and cat show at 10:30. Thursday, June 13th, the weigh-in will be from 4 to 6 p.m. with the junior show, the non-4-H junior show following, beginning at 7 p.m. Friday, June 14th, there will be the livestock show at 8 a.m., the hospitality tent at 1 p.m., the awards program at 1:30, and the livestock auction at 2 o'clock. Tractor rodeo will be held Saturday, July 6th at 11 a.m. at the fairgrounds in conjunction with the Ageless Iron Tractor Show. The horse show will be held in Gallatin County at a later date, which has not yet been set. The Hamilton County Rotary will sponsor a disc golf tournament, and this will be held May 11th, and it will be held out at Fox Prairie Golf Course. It is $35 per team to sign up. A team will be doubles, two people, and will play regular golf scramble rules. Two rounds, so 36 holes, that will have an hour for lunch in between. Two divisions, recreational and advanced. Solo players can also sign up, and we do have backup players if you need a partner. If you would like to sign up for this, contact any Rotary member or the disc golf course. McLeansboro will hold its citywide cleanup at 312 West Market Street, which is the light plant, on May 6th through 9th. Monday through Wednesday, you can drop off from 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m., and Thursday will be 7:45 a.m. to 6 p.m. Additional information you will know. Cleanup will not include tires, batteries, air conditioners, furnaces, computers, TV, any liquid or yard waste. Doors on all white goods must be securely fastened or removed, and please, no dumping after hours. The solar eclipse is upon us. There will be lots of activities out at the fairgrounds on April 7th, beginning with the church service at 10 a.m., led by Freedom Baptist Church. At 11 a.m., Aubrey and Grace will sing. At 11 a.m., the food trucks will start with vendors and inflatables also. At 12 p.m., the Righteous Rain will sing. 12 p.m., the Bags Tournament will begin. 2 p.m., the Barack and Obamas will play, followed by Corey Evitz at 4 p.m. At 7 p.m., the 90s Kids will play. And also, Glow Bingo will start in the Floral Hall. The evening will wrap up with a fireworks display at 9:15. It is $30 per car to come in, but everything else is at your cost. Dates have been set for the Hamilton County Fair, which will hopefully be a bigger event this year than it has been in the last several years. It will run two weekends, beginning on Saturday, June 8th with a demo derby. On Sunday, June 9th will be a church event. There will be carnival rides this year for the first time in a long time, and they will run June 11th, which is a Tuesday, through Thursday, June 14th. There will be four-wheeler races on June 11th, pig sorting on June 12th, a tractor pull on June 13th, a rodeo on June 14th, and a mud bog on Saturday, June 15th. If you'd like to attend the Hamilton County Fair, make plans to come out and bring the whole entire family. This year, there will be a new opportunity for 4-H members in the lower 49 counties, the regional showcase in partnership with the DeQuoin State Fair. While this additional showing opportunity will not pay out premiums, there will be awards, rosettes for general projects, and banners for livestock, all sponsored by a local donor. The donor has also agreed to cover the expense of the livestock judges. Registration for the event is open on March 1 and will close on August 1st. General Project Show will be on Saturday, August 17th, and they will stay on the grounds through the duration of the fair. The Livestock Show will take place on Friday, August 23rd, and Saturday, August 24th. If you'd like more information, contact your local Extension office. This is Paula Hatfield reporting on 4-H Extension and other community news.